Shalom Aleichem. We're going to learn the Sicha in Chelek Yud Zayin, Parshas Vayikra, the second Sicha in Parshas Vayikra. The Seder from the Karbonis was a Dinim Shtein in Unzer Parsha. In Parshas Vayikra, we learn about the different Karbonis. So the Rebbe explains that in the Seder, as the Parsha discusses the Karbonis, which carbon is discussed first and which is towards the end, is freer in the first few karbonis is carbon oila, mincha, ushlamim. They are the first three. The common denominator of those three karbonis is v'zayzainen karbonis nidova. Those are optional karbonis. Those, the oila, mincha, and shlamim is things if a person wants, he could donate them. The Rashi taich glash betchilas aparsha. As Rashi already quotes, explains in the beginning of the Parsha, if Adam ki yakrev mikam, quoting the Pasuk, if a person will bring a carbon, so Rashi says, kishi yakrev, if it ever will want a person's, if a person's will be to bring a carbon, it's not a must. And Rashi says, bikarbona is the dover diberenyin. That's a proof, since he's not saying that when the person will fulfill his obligation. Since the Pasuk refers to it, that when a person will choose to do so, is a raya that the Pasuk is referring to Karbonis Nedova. And those are the three of Oila, Mincha, and Shlamim. Und dennoch, only after the Torah discusses the Karbonis Nedova, afterwards, Chatas and Asham. Only then the Torah discusses the Karbonis of Chatas and Asham. What Chatas and Asham are different, because I am Karbonis Choiva. They are a different category because those are obligatory. If a person, Achman al-Assam, falls and does Avera, he's obligated to bring a Chatzis and Hashem. So the Torah begins with the optional Kabbalahs first, and then the ones that are obligatory. Is nit muvan, it's not understood. When the Torah wants to tell us these dinim, em es taka, it is true, as Rashi ha'ta hechrech v'na pasuk, as bekarbonis nedava dibarayin, even though Rashi has a proof from a pasuk that the Torah is talking about the optional karbonis, aber the shaila shtel tzichay from pasuk gufa. Yet the question is directly on the pasuk, directly on the Torah. Pavos hyped on the Torah mit karbonis nedava. When the Torah wants to tell us the halachas of karbonis, wouldn't it be more befitting to first tell us the halachas of the karbonis that you must bring? Because there's no way around it, and then only discuss the halachas of the karbonis nedava. L'chol ha'roish is noitik tivisin. Is l'chayr noitik tivisin? At the first, you first have to know the dinim for karbonis chayva, the halachas that are connected to the karbonis that are mandatory. V'sa'id muzbrengen, that I have no choice. So tell me what I have to do if I end up bringing one of these karbonis. When Ersh Shpeter, and only after I know what the halacha is by the Karbonis Chayva, the Torah would teach me from Karbonis Vazayin and Belayz Nedova, tell me the halachas of the optional Karbonis. When Vibal does thus is Akashi and Pshatak Suvim, and since this question, says the Rebbe that I just asked, is just basic, a basic question in the simple understanding of the Psukim, Hotes Rashi Gedav Bavarnin, Rashi should have somewhere explained, give us an explanation why it's set up that way. Muzmen Zogin, you must say, since we don't find Rashi explaining why the order is that way, it must be, as in Pshute Shel Mikra, is Las Milechatchila Nishken Kachinit. So the answer must be that, even though the question seems to be such an obvious one, somehow when you read the Psukim, You'll come to a conclusion that the milechatchila, this question doesn't exist. Oder, there says the Rebbe in the parentheses, or as dos vert for enfer durch afriyah dekempirish from Rashi, or somehow when you read a different explanation of Rashi, where Rashi answers a different problem, it already will cover this topic. Why the Torah begins with the karbonis nedava. Beis. The Chayra, Kemen Fa'em from Bedoichik Akapanim, the Chayra, you can maybe answer this question. I'll be Pirish Rashi, if in Pasik, Venir Tzaloy Lechaper Alo. Rashi explains the Pasik, where the Torah says that the carbon will be accepted and it would be a kapara, says Rashi, the nir tzaloi, it will be accepted and it'll forgive him. Al mahu meratza, for what sins does the carbon forgive? Al essay, for somebody who misses to do a positive mitzvah, or a lav shenitek l'essay, or even if he transgressed a lav, but it's a lav that's connected with an essay, for those it's not, you don't deserve punishment. So if anybody skips or doesn't do correctly either an essay or a lav shenitek l'essay, this carbon gets him an atonement. Thus haste, which means to say, which is this carbon? We'll soon see that the chatas and the asham is for somebody who transgresses a no-no, but somebody who forgets to put on tefillin or does not do a mitzvah saseh, what forgives him? What carbon could forgive him for that? Thus haste, as carbon oila, the carbon of a carbon oila is taka carbon the dava. Really, it's only an optional carbon. It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah that you must bring a carbon oila. Nevertheless, but their carbon is meratza umnam tarap achayva. It still forgives you, and it takes off another obligation that you were meant to do. Achiv oynish for the mention. God forbid a person would get punished for whatever reason for skipping something. So this carbon oila gets him a ritzah, gets him an appeasement, gets him a forgiveness. Kumt dochais. What is that? Other words, what does that mean? That even though carbon oila is a nedava and it's the first one of the three that the Torah, of the first one of the three carbon nedavas that the Torah speaks about, but in that carbon oila is included a forgiveness for a sin. Kumt dochais, as carbon oila, it's also connected somehow with an obligation, because you have to get some fix up for the obligation that you were meant to do, and you're guilty. So there is some part of chiyuv even in the carbon oila, and maybe that's why the Torah begins with the oila, because it's chayva. Val Pisa is moving the seder, and now you can understand perhaps even better the order of the karbonis as it's being discussed in the Torah. Frier carbon oila. First, it speaks about the carbon oila. Shpeter chatos. Und danach asham. Now oila, chatos, and asham, we used to think that chatos and asham are the only ones that are for forgiveness. But now that Rashi said that even oila forgives for something, for some form of a chiyuv, even now we could see the setup, the system. Oila first, chata second, and asham third. Why? Shizmer olu, it is more common, God forbid, for mistakes to happen. And the Rebbe quotes in the Ara 6 that Rashi many places says, Dibar akasav ba'ayva. The Torah always discusses matters in what's more common to happen. So if you ask, speak about a yid, what is more common for a yid to fall in? In not doing a mitzvah saseh, or transgressing a mitzvah leisaseh, or maybe even worse than a mitzvah leisaseh. Obviously, the more common problem would be forgetting a essay. Es is mer olu as the idzo chas v'shalom over zayin u'memeila darfim brengen a karbon oila. It's more possible, more common that a yid will forget, will miss, and he'll have to bring a carbon oila, versus meratza oifaveda kala yoser, which forgives, brings an atonement for an easier sort of aveda, a essay or a lavanitic essay. That will happen more than via carbon chatas. Why? Because when does a person bring a carbon chatas? Vas kumt when is mechaper of avedas chamuris. A chatas you bring, when you chas v'shalom did a stricter avera, dover shezdoinoi lav v'kares. It's such a avera, if he would do it intentional, he would be over a lav and God forbid get kares. So that's a very harsh avera. And the reason why he's bringing a chatos is because it was done b'shoigig, but it's a harsher avera. So first the Torah speaks about Oilo, which is a lower level of Heira, then a Chatas, which is next, un Chatas, Vider Kumt Far Asham. And Chatas, comparing it to what a Heira you bring a Asham for, Chatas definitely is more common than for than a carbon Asham. Why? While Chatas Nemta Reis Agresser et Sol Averis vi Asham. Chatas covers over a bigger amount of Averis that a person might do by accident than the Averis that you bring a carbon Asham. Vas membrengt Norav en Yonim Misu Yomim. A carbon Asham is brought only for only for limited amount of Averis. So it's being that Chatas is for more, many, many more Averis, it's more common that a person might falter, fall in that than in the Asham. So that then it's very fitting the order of Oila, Chatas, and Asham. The Rebbe brings in Ahara 8 that according to the Ramban, that says Oila is brought only on a mezid, and Chatas is brought on only on a shoygeg. Because of the Aveda that you bring a Chatas on, if you do it, amaze it, it's a much harsher punishment. It's Karas Rahman al-Tan. Now we have to weigh what's more common. A Shoigeg in harsher Averis, which you bring a Chatas, or amaze it in a lower Averis. Sarachin ma alul yoiser. But the bottom line is, Rashi says the Rebbe, didn't go on to explain if Oila is only brought by a mezid or even by a shoigig. So at this point, we think you bring it for a shoigig also. So therefore, the Oila is more common than the Chatas. If that's the reason why Oila is first, because it's a more common carbon that people might have to bring, says the Rebbe, das is aber nit ausgehalten. That's not complete. It's not correct. From oy the Torah is makdim oyla, because if you're going to tell me the reason why the Torah brings oyla first is nidvile says a carbon Torah, not because it's an optional carbon, it's a voluntary carbon. Nor to libdem vasis vaburnin midchayva. You just told me that the reason it comes first is because it's the mandatory part of it. The chiyuv that it forgives for a certain averus, it's meratza al asay. Hatochnit kein art zu mafzig sein zwischen oila und chatas mit ander karbonis nedava minchon shlamim. This explanation would make sense if the Torah would say oila chatas asham. Okay, from bottom up, from least harsh to the harsher averus. But that's not what it is. It's Oila, and after Oila comes Mincha, Shlamim, and then Chatas and Hashem. How did Mincha and Shlamim come in between? Muzmen Zogin. So you have to say, as the Pasuk, that the Pasuk, Vil Taka Matnazan Karbonis Nedova Far Karbonis Choyva. It must be that the reason why Oila is first is not because it's mandatory. Adarab, it's because it's included in the three things that are nedavas: Oila, Mincha, and Shlamim, and they come before Chatas and Asham. And in that, and carbon Oila state fire carbon Chatas, and the reason why Oila is before Chatas is not because it's a lower Avera, mitzadem vas Oila is a carbon nedava, because Oila is packaged together with chat, with the shlamim and the mincha, that's a nedava. So my original question is back on, why is nedava come before chayva? So the Rebbe says in the Ora 9, Elisha Yeshleimar, perhaps you could say, the echad me'ataimim shemakdim oila lishar kabon is nedava. Now that you're saying that oila is in the beginning because it's categorized as part of the category of nedava, and he wants to bring nedavas first. So why is oila the first of the three? Because lefi sheyesh boy gam ktsas chayva. Because oila amongst the three nedavas Ayla, Shlamim Amincha, Ayla has a part of it that's also a chiyuv. That's why he starts with that one first. And the question, so the question is back on, why does it make sense that the Torah wants to say the halachas of Karbonis and says it with the Dover ones first? That man does verstehen, behaktim nachatmiya. To understand this, I would like to ask another question. And when you understand and you explain the other answer, the other question, this will also be answered. Favas hoytam di Torah da mit karbonis chay v'shoyachid. When the Torah talks about the different halachas of karbonis, besides the split between chayva and the dava, there's another split. There is individual karbonis and there's communal karbonis. So why does the Torah choose to discuss first the karbonis chayva shoyachid? Why don't discuss first the communal karbonis? The chayra ipcha mistabra. Common sense will say on the contrary. Frier darf man unzogen was ist negeya the ganzen zibur. First explain what's negeya to everybody, to the whole community. The karbonis that everybody has an input in. Und erst später bin negeya yichidim. And then later speak about the individualized karbonis. Why is carbon tzibur after carbon yachid? Says the Rebbe, the chayra volt megekent enfern. Perhaps an answer you could have given that carbonis tzibur zayin beikar shayich to zmani miyuchadim yar. The communal carbonis don't happen every single day necessarily. They are designated for specific times in the year, like the Rebbe says, like Shabbos. There's a carbon tzibur, a yom tif, dakegin karbonis yachid. However, when you talk about individual karbonis, either nedava, either the ones that people give on their own free will, un chayver or the mandatory ones, kenedach zayin b'chol eis. That's not a couple of days a year. That's any day of the year a person might become obligated in a carbon. So it's more often. That's why the halachas of karbonis are discussing first the individualized carbon. Und die dinim vom carbon tamid was mebrengt bei mayim bechol yoin. And don't get confused about the community carbon, the communal carbon of the carbon tamid, the steady one, which we bring twice a day. Shtei taka free and parshas tetzava. The one that happens every single day, twice a day, as a community offering, communal offering, that's already mentioned in the Parashas Tetzava. So that we see that Karbonis Tzibur, the one that happens very often, is in Parashas Tetzava. Now in Parashas V'yikar, when we're dealing with the ones that are not daily versus the individualized Karbonis that could happen any day of the year, maybe that's the reason why Karbonis Yochid come first. This answer is only reason enough why Karbonis Yochid are explained first, before the Karbonis Tzibur. As is Aber Tamua, the timer boy, nevertheless, it needs explanation. Favosti dinim for Karbonis Tzibur, verim bechlal nitar mont in Parshas Vayikra. In the same part, at least in the same parsha where the Torah discusses the Karbonis Yochid, he should have right afterwards follow up with the din of Karbonis Tzibur. Yet we don't find Parshas Vayikra talks about the Karbonis Yochid, some chayva, some nedava, and the Karbonis Tzibur is not even other in Parshas Tzav. It's not even in the next parsha. It's not there. Where is Karbonis Tzibur discussed? Nor erst in Parshas Achrei Emor um the Iker and Parshas Pinchas. Only down there we start discussing the halachas of Karbonis Tzibur. Why is that? Seems to be so secondary. Nahara 10. The Rebbe says, the doichik yeshweimar, perhaps, maybe an answer could be, why is karbonis sibur later? Aleph, yachid tzorich lahazir yoisim in atzibur. In general, when you want to tell people how to behave, and you want to, if you have any concerns, there's usually more concerns individual people than communities, because communities, they take care of each other. They usually do the right thing. But individual, Efsher she Yisrashel, is able to be a little lazy, not do it the right way. But the community doesn't need such warnings. Maybe that's why the halachas of Karbanos Tzibur are mentioned later. Beis, or another explanation, Tzibur harehu kibbutz yechidim. What is a Tzibur? Why are we making such a big difference between a yachid and a Tzibur? A yachid is one person, individual person. Tzibur is a collection, a group of people. But if you think about it, all the Tzibur is a group of many individual people. So it's not necessarily a different set of laws. L'chein masu b'dinei karbonis yachid. So first he speaks about the individual person, the 1, 2, 3, 4. V'achakach karbonis shel tzibur. And later he talks about community karbonis ha'asui miyachidim, which it's made up from many individuals. And the Rebbe, under the bottom part of the page, the Rebbe discusses, even though that there's a total makeover between individual people and when they are together as a group, as a tzibur, it's halachically, they have a din of a metzias b'fnei atzmoi. It's a whole new identity. It's not only a collection of many individuals, and the Rebbe brings many proofs to prove that. Says the Rebbe, even if that's true, even if once they become a tzibur, they're a new category. But to become a tzibur, you have to have individual people getting in there. So it all starts with 1 + 1 + 1. So first, maybe the Torah wants to say the dinim to the 1 + 1. And then later, the Torah will say the karbanis tzibur. So the Rebbe has basically until now two questions, and he's going to try to answer them together. The two questions are, and that he opened the sikha with, is why is karbanis nedava discussed before karbanis chayva? And the second question is, why is karbanis yachid discussed way before karbanis tzibur? In both of these questions, common sense would have said far keret. Says the Rebbe in Ois Dalid, the bir becholzev, the explanation is like this. In Pashtus Aksuvim, Kumtois, when you read the Pasuk, comes out like this. As the Parshas HaKabonis from Unza Parsha, under Eshter Chelik from Parshas Sav, Zainin Gezokavorin, Eider Vosera, Detzel Nochtem, Kora Moshe La'arin, Kachlecha Egil, which is the Seder Achinuch from Aaron Uvonu Bishmini Lumiluin. When you look at the Psukim in Parshas Tzav in the beginning of Parshas, and the Parshas Vayikra in the beginning of Parshas Tzav, all the halachas of the Karbanis, it comes out afterwards in Tzav and Shmini, over there, the Abish is telling them how they should do the Shmini, the 8 days of practice, the Meluim in the base, in the Mishkan. This, all these Karbanis are the instructions which were told even before the Seder Achinuch. What does it mean? What does that tell us? That this is even told to them before the Seder Achinuch of the Mishkan. Is Fashtandig, from this it's understood, Bepashtus, Favos Memuz Onzogin, the Dinei Oila Unazei Vaiter. Now you can understand why right away the Eibishter has to tell us the Dinim of Oila. While Arein Uvanov Ham Gedar Vissen the Dinim from the Karbanis. Sooner or later, they're going to do the Miluim. They're going to do the dedication of the base of the Mishkan. They have to know what's right and what's wrong. So they have to know the Dinim from the Karbanis. B'chdei Kenan Makrav Zayin B'Shmini LeMiluim. So they should be able to bring them as a carbon, as an offering, when the 8 days of the Miluim happen. So that's before we get to the miluin, they have to be told the din of the karbonis. And as it is to the commandments, teaching Aaron and his sons what the halachas of the karbonis are, that they had to know how these karbonis work during the 8 days of practice. Just like Aaron and his kids had to know how to deal with these karbonis, the Yidden, who are not the Aaron Obanov, who are not doing the Miluim, they had to know all the halachas that are applicable to them for these karbonis. Just like Aaron Abanov had to know how to deal with the carbon when the 8 days of dedication were, we, the Jews, had to know, because it's soon going to count for points, they had to know for right away when the Mishkan is up, which carbonus, for what circumstance you bring what carbon. The frat as oymazol zogin, especially if you say as oich parshas vayikra and parshas tav zayin gizokavar and bitchila shivus yimei miluim, especially if you say that the halachas that we are learning here in vayikra and tav were taught to us in the beginning of the shivus yimei miluim, kenan doch the dinim from parshas vayikra and tav zayin negeya. So then the halachas that I discussed in Tzav and Vayikra could even be relevant, nidnar beyoyim shmini l'miluim. Not only practice or get used to what will be later, nar l'chol shmoinas yimei miluim. It could be relevant to the days of the dedication, to the days of the practice. So therefore the Yidden had to know what is carbon, for what type of thing you bring which carbon. On the river, and therefore, Hotmendon nitkedart on zog of Kebonis Sibur. At this point, when we're just dedicating the Mishkan, we're sharing the knowledge for people to know. Listen, when do you bring a carbon? What type of carbon? Why do you have to think about down the line? When it's issues of Karbonis Sibur. Karbonis Sibur can be much later. So right now, to kickstart and dedicate the Mishkan, there's no need to teach them about Karbonis Sibur from Yom Tov. Vashtein, and therefore it's actually mentioned in Parshas Achrei, Emor, and Pinchas, for him does da zayin gezokavar na at di Karbonis v'zaynin of the kenen zayin gea gleich b'shas maisa. At this point, the Yidden only have to be told about HaKarbonis that could be brought mamish now, mamish in that week, during the Shiva Simei HaMeluim, or right after the Shmini HaMeluim. That's not Yom Tov, that's not Shabbos. So therefore, Karbonis Yachid are discussed first. Unafilu the Karbonis Sibur was men ha'makiv given in the Yimei HaMeluim. And even if you're going to tell me there are some communal Karbonis that were brought during the days of practice, was nitfin oisen, and it's not included in the ones that were taught later, the carbon musaf to Shabbos for Rosh Chodesh. Even the other ones, the baalt ober as the makir from the carbonis of tzibur b'mei emaluyim is given Moshe, being that at that time, who would have brought, and during the yemei emaluyim, who would have brought the communal carbonis was Moshe. Rashi already mentioned earlier that Moshe did the Karbonis of Tzibur during the Shmini Shiva Simei Emaluyim. Is Nitokin Hechrach Antzizogunda Ala Yidden? Moshe knew what he was doing. There was no need at this point for every Jew to know about Karbonis Tzibur. Kascholas Aparsha, as the Parsha begins, Daber al Bnei Yisrael, there's something that every Yid needs to know. Of the carbonus, Var Moshe had a kavus vasvara carbon. Moshe knew, of course, what type of carbon on Vimen Hatas Gedar Brangen. So why would it be important now for every Yid to know halachas of carbon and tibur? Just like Viert Gavus, the Prati Adinim from Allah Karbonis. Just like Moshe knew the details of every carbon, he, I'm sure, knew the details of a Karbonis Sibur. Was Eret Makrivi Gavan Beshiva Simei Beluim. Koilo, Dem Shabbos Dikin Tog, Chatos Chulu. So therefore, that might be an answer why Karbonis Sibur wasn't important at this time, because we're living right now, we're being taught what's relevant now. Aha, Al-Pizeh, says the Rebbe, is verstandig. Al-Pizeh, says the Rebbe, is verstandig. Was die Teure hebt da mit die Karbonis nidavo. Now I can answer the other question. Why the Teure begins with optional Karbonis? Nid Karbonis chayva, not the obligatory ones. Why in the Yemei Hamiluim during the Shivas Yemei Hamiluim is Nit Mistaber doesn't make sense of Eden's own Overzain of Chatoim in such a high spiritual time? There was, I'm sure, there wasn't a serious sins that Eden fell through. And I can't imagine that a Yid would do something wrong during that time that he would have to bring a Karbon Chayva. Ubefrat, the Shmini Meluim, especially the 8th day of the Meluim. Whoa, that was a special day. Then says given Ashras Ashchina b'Mishkan. Do you think somebody fell and did an avera that he has to bring a Karm Chatas? What's so special about the Ashras Ashchina b'Mishkan? Says the Rebbe. Versus Edus Li Yisrael Shavitalem Hakadosh Baruch Hu Ma'isa Ego. The fact that everybody was able to witness the Shchina in the Mishkan. That was a sign that the Eibishter forgave them of the Egel. And you tell me somebody's going to do an Aveira? And the Rebbe Na'ara 30 brings that the whole Shiva Shimei Miluim, the Yidden were taka embarrassed. The Yidden were saying, we're doing all this Shetishra Shechina only so we should know that we're forgiven for the embarrassing act that we did earlier. And yet you're going to tell me somebody will have to bring a Karbon Chatas? Der farstellt die Teure Frier, die Karbonis, für sein Olu, the Kodib, gebracht werden in Yimei Meluim. Therefore, the Torah discusses first the Karbonis that are very capable, very possible a Yid might bring. Not for Aveda, a voluntary Karbon, the Karbon Nedova. Und erst danach, die Dinen von Karbonis Chöva. And only after you discuss the voluntary karbanis, oh, if chas v'shalom might have happened, then here I'll tell you the dinim of the ones that are chayva. But obviously, the ones who are in the dav, which were in the dava, it was more shayach to the time. Vav, the beer for vasti teira hoykam the karbanis nedava b'pnimis inyanim. Now that I explained it in simple pshat, let's explain this apich sibis. Why is there optional carbon first? That mevashtein bahakdim. You will understand this based on an introduction. Says Yadua beinyan karbonis. It's well known about the concept of karbonis as the ikir dabai is the kavana umachshava sa'adam. The main part of the carbon is not necessarily the meat and the flesh of the animal. The main part of the carbon is the intention, the kavana and the machshava that the person has b'shas bringing the carbon, when he brings the carbon. As Chazal tell us, echad amarba v'echad amamid, it doesn't matter so much if you bring a lot or a little, big or small. The bottom line is, what's most important is that what the intention, what the kavana is when you bring your carbon. Even the karbonis that you bring mandatory because you're looking for a forgiveness for an atonement, even there is the kapara bi'ikar b'tzad machshavas adam. The reason why you may deserve and you may merit a forgiveness, atonement, is depending on the machshava of the person who is bringing the karbon. Vidaramban zok, Vida Ramban is as Mivar, as the Ramban explains it, as by bringing a carbon, that every time a Yid brought a carbon, after Adam Hamakriv, the Jew, the person who is bringing the carbon, he has to tachten, he has to think, Ki chata lelekov, God forbid, I'm sorry, I sinned to the Eibishter. My body and my soul. The roi loy, and the person thinks, I should get sheyish machdamoy the yisra of gufay. And the person who sinned should think, I deserve that my blood should be spilled. My body should be burnt. Lulei chesed abayre, if not for the kindness of the Eibishter, shalakach mimenu tmura, that the Eibishter was kind enough to allow us to have an exchange. Damoy da carbon. Take the blood of the carbon tachas damoy, instead of the blood of the person who sinned. Nefesh tachas nefesh. A soul, the soul of the animal, as a replacement for the soul of the person. That's what the person should think. Und das macht, and when a person has that intention, that creates as the carbons on the chapazan, then the carbon will do the job and make a complete a kapara. Menzetas oich in the nomen carbon. It's even hinted in the title, carbon. Was eine von seinen Pirushim is, one of the explanations of the word carbon is, the Lushan kiruv. Kiruv means become close. Was meint as the avoida from carbon, which basically means that the point of a carbon is to mekarev zayin di koiches v'chushim to my Eibishter. That you're saying, I'm dedicating, I'm bringing closer my powers, all my feelings and my emotions and my powers to the Eibishter. While Pizaz nit move on. If that's what a carbon is all about, I have a shaila, says the Rebbe. Vibalt as the ikar for karbonis is nitni mais akrava. Nardi machsheva sa'adam lefnei u'bishas akrava. Since we just decided that it's more important than the actual karbon, than the shechting and the delivering and all that, is actually what the person thinks or what he feels when he brings the karbon. Vikumtes, as in the Torah state, in ganzen nit vegen de machsheva v'kavona. If that's the most important part in the kavana, in the carbon, there is no hint to that in the Torah. The Torah never mentions what the person should feel and think when he brings the carbon. And the way the Ramban puts it, that's what creates what the carbon should create. Why wouldn't it be mentioned? All the Torah says the Rebbe, is it should be lirtsoinai. When you bring the carbon, it should be litzoinai. More, and not even explaining what it means. If that's the most important part, shouldn't there be some discussion about it? Says the Rebbe, therefore is the Torah makdin the dinim for carbonus nedava. And the Torah explains this by when he discusses the laws of carbonus, he brings the carbonus nedava first. For zeir ganza akrava, why would a person give a carbon to Dava? Nobody asked him. Nobody forced him. The whole point, the whole reason for the carbon to Dava is nor machmas nedivas halev l'shamayim. It's because the person wants to do his heart. He wants to connect to Hashem. And so since the Torah discusses that those karbanas first, the mitzvah Torah, what the Torah is trying to tell you is, you're going to learn about a lot of karbanos. But let me tell you, the most important part of the karban is the kavanah salev. As kavanah salev is the agdama klolus to the megantinia karbanos. The most important part is what your heart feels during the karban. Z is nikuda ikris from all the karbanos. That's the main nekuda, the most important point of every carbon. Oich von karbon is chayva. It's important even when you're forced to bring a carbon. It will only accomplish what it has to accomplish when you have a connection, when you have your heart involved. And that's why the Torah begins with karbonis nedava. Und das ist euch, was Rashi ist medayik bil shoynoi. And it's hinted in Rashi's word, and Rashi says, "Bekarbonos nedava diber ha'inyan." Rashi doesn't say the karbonos nedava is discussed in this and this pasuk. He says the topic is karbonos nedava. What's topic? The topic of karbonos has to have a nedava in it. The inyan from karbonos, the general concept of karbonos is ala karbonos. Individual ones, communal ones, chayva ones, nedava ones, any carbon. Zayne ba'artzim karbonis nedava. There is some part of every carbon that has to be voluntary. While by ala karbonis, because by every single carbon is the ikar de nediva salev. The most important part is what you're feeling during the carbon. On karvana from makreva carbon. And what is the makreva carbon, the one bringing, what are his intentions? Zayin. Ba'oimik yoyser, a little deeper. The kavanah v'nedivis of leiv was father tzich by alu kavanahs. This feeling, this intention, this devotion that a person needs whenever he brings a carbon, is ba'artzem u'b'pnidim esfaran by kol echa v'echa meisrael. That really every Jew has it within him. Every Jew wants to be close. Says Nor was by carbonis nidava was the bench bring. Nit vailer is mechuyv muchach bazeh nor else nidava von sein eigenen guten Willen that dort im pneumistiker seine begilui. Every Yid wants to become close. Every Yid has this feeling for connection. But when he brings a carbonis nidava, you see that he has that connection. On the fire, and therefore is like them the talking even Torah. Therefore, there's no commandment you must bring this type of carbon, and there is no commandment you must have feelings. The Rashi detailed the Mitzias. Rashi says the fact. The carbonis nedava diber ha'inyan. The point is surrounding a concept which is on the nedava. Ala carbonis. Zayin in a carbon nedava, really all carbonis on nedava. While yet their Eid hugged in a divas alev, every Eid in all circumstances has this devotion of his heart. Va'kavana mitzad pnimiuso in nishmase, from his inner neshama, from his inner insides, this is what he wants. Was dos is oich was megafin by carbonis them sapdin. Therefore, it's interesting, says the Rebbe, that we find an interesting sapdin legabe. A halacha of a carbon. The pasuk says, "Yakriv oisoi," he should bring a carbon. Says Rashi, "Melamed shekoyfin oisoi." That yakriv oisoi, the carbon should be brought. Sometimes the person is forced. Frakti Gemara, Yachel baal karcho. You say that literally the person is forced. Talmud loymar letzayin. The Torah says it has to be given free willing. Okay, so how do these two things get together? So the Chazal answer, Kaifin Oisoy Achayoyma Reitzani. He is forced until he says, I'm willing. The Rambam is Das Mevar Benegay Leget. As the Rambam uses this concept also concerning a person who has troubles, who is not giving his wife a get, and when she should get a get from him. So sometimes we put pressure. And even though a get cannot be given by under pressure, but me'achash who writes Elias Mi'Yisrael, the Rambam says, since this Jew really wants to be part of the Jewish nation, v'roitz who lasts his call mitzvahs l'shachim and averus, and he definitely wants to do what's right, do a mitzvahs and keep away from the averus. It's Yitzray who should talk for you. It's only his Yitzhara that overtook him for a while. V'kiva shehuka achatoshesh Yitzray. If once he was hit until he broke his Yetzirah, but all my rights are on me, and he uttered the words, I'm willing, kvar garash lirtzoinai. We assume that when he gave that get, it was done free willing, because he overpowered his Yetzirah. Punkvi das is by lirtzoinai, just like it's done, this applies when a person does it with free will. Azoyas has been a gay ala kavonis, was farden zich by makriva carbon. So too is by concerning all other points of intention that the person bringing the carbon has to have. Viz, until carbon b'loshen kiruv hakoyches v'achushim l'akadosh baruch hu, until he's willing to bring closer all his emotions, all his feelings, all his powers to the Eibishter. As das is dab b'pnimis b'yad yidin. Every yid really wants to do that. As the well-known teaching of the Alter Rebbe, as a yid, that a Jew, nit ervil un nit a kenzich uprising from Elokus. A yid, not that he wants to, and even if he wants to, is impossible. He can't separate himself from God, godliness. So every yid in deep in his heart has this form of nedava, where he wants to pledge and reconnect to Hashem. Ches al pizeh zoich muvan. Now we can understand was the Torah lufta on bnei Yisrael mit namin Adam. Why, when the Torah is saying this halacha, the Torah refers to the Jews Adam ki yakrev mikem bnei Yisrael tzevem menatis gezak. The Jews who this halacha was told to. The pasuk says, titles them with the word Adam, because the shame Adam is al shame Adam el Elyon. One of the pshatim in the word Adam means Adama. Adami means compared. The man down here, Adam down here, wants to and is Adam el Elyon. He's compared. He tries to be like Elyon, like Hashem. The neshama v'asiz achelik el kam imal mamish. Because in each every one of us, the neshama that we have is a part of the Eibishter himself. And what he is done by Kol Ish Mi'Yisrael, every Jew has that neshama. Every Jew. Echad Tzadik v'Echad Rasha. God forbid, even a Rasha has the same neshama. And the Rebbe is Medayik from the word Echad. They all have the same Echad. Was mitzad them is done by Ali Eden in Divas Alei Vaharotzin Suzayin Kitzaykar Velukus, and because we all have the same neshama, each one of us has the desire and the feeling to want to be close to Hashem. This is the reason why, according to Chassidus, was Rashi's Mefarish Adam Lamanemar. Why does it say the title Adam? Says Rashi, Ma Adam Arishin LaHikruv Menagezel. Just like an Adam Arishin, when he brought the carbon, he brought his carbonus. He brought his carbonus. He did not use stolen animals. Why didn't he use stolen animals? Because there was no stolen animals. Shakol hayishaloi, af atem loytakrivu minagezel. So the halacha teaches us we should be like Adam, and when we bring a carbon, bring our own animals. The lechayra is nit muvon, says the Rebbe. This halacha is not understood. Men gefinden Gemara, we find in many places in Gemara, as is memaid gezel from vart mikem. We could use the same lesson, the same ayra, from a different word in this pasuk. Adam ki yakrev mikem, from one of yours. So I would have known this halacha from that word. Yet the Torah still felt, I want to also title you by Adam, to teach you that just like Adam didn't steal his carbon, we can. Havas lent Rashi as men is memayed gezel. Why is Rashi telling us that the reason why you can't use a stolen carbon mitten vart adam versus blaze ademas? That's not clear. Mikem is much clearer. Ma adam arishin. So there's something here that we want. The Rashi is trying to teach us that the process of the carbon, we want to be like Adam. Is the beer bazaar? The explanation is like this. The fact that during the time when Adam Arishin was given the carbon, his carbonus, everything was his, is given nor betchilas b'yaseh. That was in the earliest parts of his life. When he was in Gan Eden before the sin of the Eitz Hadas, over there he was alone and all was his. And thus is that emes in Pirush Rashi. This is what Rashi is telling you. That Adam Adama le'elyon versus Doba Yadayid, the Adam that we are expected, we want to be and get closer to Hashem. That level that there is in each and every one of us is bedugmas Adam Arishin ve'ez given kleidam achet. We're not only like the Adam Arishin later on in life. We have the same powers to feel like Adam Arishin before the chet etz adas. There is in azah darga as there is hechef and inyan v'chatoyim. There's a part of us Jews that we could tap in that we are so much higher than any sin. Al kaponim as is nit shayich ba'im achiv from karm kaparas chet. In that level, if a shore is not relevant, obligation for a sin. This expresses itself by karbonos nedava, and you see that most by the fact when a person pledges on his own free will. Vaskum nit oifachet, a person does that not because he sins, nor mitzad nediva salev, only sweetness, devotion of his heart. Fun aiden oifzizayn kariv karbon meloshin kiriv alelikus. Abel idach, from the other hand, is the Sfaran Oich by Ala Karbonis. This point you could find not only by Karbonis the Dava, you could really find it in every carbon. Afilu by Karbonis was kumim by Achet, even by a carbon that comes because of a sin. Varim Balvi Aid is Machle, because right when a Yid decides to bring in a carbon, the Chaper of Zainchet, right at the time when a Yid decides that he's bringing the carbon to forgive, to get an atonement for a sin, right at that time already, he reveals the Adam part within him, that level of a Jew where it's so high is revealed, just like Adam Arishin, because he revealed that level within himself, that is what in return creates the atonement. The chait vert in ganzen upgewischt. The sin gets completely washed off. A pikal now is euch moving, was the Torah is domachnen by Yikral Moshe. One last thing, says the Rebbe. Now you could also understand why before this parsha, the opening words to this parsha begins by Yikral Moshe. Hashem calls to Moshe. And Virashi schreibt Arichus, and Rashi elaborates about this. As thus is a loshin chibor shemalochi asharis mishtam shemboy. Vayikra is a term of love that the malachim are used to using. And over here, the Eibishter to refer to it to, he called out in a loving manner to Moshe Rabbeinu. But Lechaira says, the Rebbe, I don't understand. Aleph. Favosh teitas di Torah dafka by parashas ha-kabonis. Throughout the Chamisha Chamisha Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu talks to the Eibishter calls Moshe many times. Why is it that specifically right before he's teaching him the halachas of karbanis, over here there's an enduring, there's a kriya shochibo. Beis, favos is Rashi as a mairich as vayikra as losh nechibo. Why does Rashi go through a whole long arichus to prove and discuss that vayikra is a chibo, is a loshen of love, of closeness? The beer in them, so the answer is like this. Bigazot free, as mentioned before, is the erste zach was even am gewolt ton noch da kommes in Mishkan. Isn't it funny that I'm sure the first thing that the Jews wanted to do when the Mishkan was up is given us bringing karbonos nedava. They said, Baruch Hashem, we have now a way to be connected. So they each, I'm sure, wanted to pledge and bring a carbon on their own. Was das beweist auf der Chavivis Yisera bei Yidin von Mishkan. That shows the tremendous love that the Yidden had for the Mishkan. And when the Yidden showed that, revealed that part within them, Kamayim Apanim Lepanim, King Levadim Elion Ladom. So the reflection, Hashem in return responds, and he behaves to us, with us in this lovable way. So Hashem shows his Chavivis to us. On the far is Arich Rashi Mayrich, and then therefore Rashi finds it important to explain it here. Yud. Nochan inyan in them. One more point, says the Rebbe. Says Yudu as Vayikra al Moshe as the Nesinas Koyach of Avodas HaGabonis. We know that the parsha of Vayikra Moshe is what gives the koyach for the whole service of Kabbalas. But the Iker from the Avodas of Kabbalas is the Nedivas Alev. And we mentioned already, the main point of the Kabbalas is the heart feelings that of the person bringing the carbon. Kamal Barucha, as it was explained before, in length. This is why the Torah begins this story, begins this conversation with the expression of Chiba. This connection, this feeling that the Jews had to Hashem, it really comes from Vayikra al Moshe. It comes from the fact that Hashem called out to Moshe, meaning, because we realize how much God loves us, He calls out to us, He cares of us, then that creates that we reveal our inner self. Based on this, it's understood. Verse Rashi is Messiah. Rashi concludes, when it comes to our Nevi'im, it comes to Moshe Rabbeinu, the Eibishter calls out, hello, Ramosha, how are you? When it comes to the Nevi'a Umas Ha'ilam, the Eibishter just appears to them suddenly. The Lechayra, what is Nageya Da, the Chilik Tzivishin, the Vayikar by Moshe, and the Vayikar by Bilam? Why is it important now? If you want to say that the Eibishter talks to Moshe, B'lash Nechiba, good, beautiful. Why is it important to know now that to Bilam, the Eibishter didn't behave that way? Or to the Goyim, he doesn't behave that way? Ah, says the Rebbe. Now the Indian is bazer. The point is canal. In Ata Nediva Saleh by Kolech of Echem Yisrael, when you're dealing about the Karbonis, which is how we want to become closer, why does somebody suddenly want to become closer? Looking at the person, his external behaviors and his external looks don't look like he's somebody that really cares about Elikus. So where does this Nediva Saleh come from? This you could see a clear difference between Jews and Lahavdul, the Goy. Eden Zayne Be'etzem Toiv V'Kedusha. What's every Yid? Every Yid is good and holy. That is their essence. Und die Inyonim Bilti Ritzuim Shebehem. People fall. Even Jews fall and they do negative things. Kumen nor from Yitzri Shotakfoy. That's because there was a downtime, a moment that the Yetzirah overruled. Masha'en came by Umas Ha'ilam. However, the other nations, the Goyim, fire cared. He brings from a mimer. Im Yesh Behem Eze Dover Toiv. If they have any good, Ha'eze Dover Noisif. That's secondary to them. Their essence is not good. Um the Shaira Shachilik, and the reason why there is this difference, Nemtzich Tefun, it all stems from this, was by Eden is Dodeh Vayikra Moshe. Because the Jews, us Jews, we have Hashem calling us. Dichiba Sakodesh Baruch Hu Tzidin. Hashem loves us. Um mitzad Echiba Vom Bechira from the Eibishter in Eden, because the Eibishter chose us and loves us, and he shows that to us, that in return, Zainin the Alamo Farbunden, Zainin Zay Alamo Farbunden, Mepnimis and Lakos. That's why a Yid is always connected, at least Mepnimis, even though he might not behave sometimes that way, but Mepnimis, under all circumstances, every Yid is always connected to Elikos. Wow.